Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia, based on the famous play and novels by Rose Franken. Brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
Hurry up, David. Mr. Tucker will be here any minute.
I'm finished almost.
I have never heard of such nonsense in all my life.
What nonsense?
This business of buying a cow on the installment plan.
Yeah, it's an idea. We can't work out a deal for cash with Warren. Maybe he would consider installments.
I didn't mean paying for the cow on installments. I meant buying it on installments. One day you've bought a cow, the next you haven't. Mr. Warren wants to sell. He doesn't want to sell.
They order these things differently in New England.
I like old Mr. Tucker, but I think he's made something very simple, very, very difficult. If you hadn't got him mixed into all this, you'd have just simply gone out and bought a cow.
Oh, that's what you think. If it hadn't been for Mr. Tucker, Mr. Warren wouldn't have even considered selling a cow.
Now, after 4 days, he's only considering it. You don't even know how much he wants for this cow.
Well, Mr. Tucker didn't think the time was right to discuss price yesterday. David, how much do you think Mr. Warren will want?
I don't think she'll be cheap.
$100?
$100 won't buy much of a cow.
$100 will buy an awful lot of milk.
Oh, that must be Mr.
Oh, Tucker here. Tucker here. You Lawtons ready? Still beating your breakfast, do you?
Yep.
My victuals hours ago. Good morning to you, Mrs. Brown. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Mr. Tucker.
You young and still of a mind to buy that cow?
Yep. Still of a mind.
The question is, are we of a pocketbook, too?
That's the crux of the situation. Matthew Warren's a hard man to drive a price with. It was the sharpest trading I ever did to keep Matthew from mentioning a price. Let him mention a price and you're done for. Let him once hear his own voice say a figure and all Hades and high water won't budge him from it.
Have you some idea in your mind, Mr. Tucker, of how much Mr. Warren will want?
More, son, more.
More than what?
More than I hope we're going to give him.
Oh.
You won't buy that cow cheap, son.
I'm afraid not.
Well, come along, you young'uns. Time's a-curdling in my veins. Get out your horse and buggy, and let's be on our way. Well, the way I figure it, Matthew, is we might have a light winter. Early frost to tighten up the ground, and then a nice, easy winter.
Yeah, a lot of signs point to a hard winter, though.
Nope. The way I figure it, weather goes in cycles.
You mean one bad year and one good year?
Nope. Say, it's good eating apples that grow, Matthew.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Weather's got a lot of time to turn around in. Comes in 40-year cycles, I figure.
40-year cycles?
Yep. Expert in weather, I am. Student, you might say. Seen 2 40-year cycles I have, and she's a-coming right to the way I figure. Remember the winter of 1907?
If you're asking me, I don't.
Matthew, I could stand another apple.
Well, come on back to the barrel, and we'll get out some more.
You know, it's a hard thing to grow good apples these days.
We've talked about crops and weather and an old harness that broke, of the days when they raised cranberries in Eastbrook, of the weather again, of the sow Mr. Warren bought from old Mr. Tucker.
Now we're back to the weather again. We're back at the beginning of a 40-year cycle.
Nobody will talk about the cow we want to buy. David, why don't you take the bull by the horns
Haven't
and just...
Haven't you... Got your metaphor slightly mixed?
Well, the cow by the horns and jump right in.
Where angels and Jared Tucker fear to tread.
Of course,
yes.
I'm right. I'm never wrong. That winter was the same year I had the twin heifer calves out of my old design cow. You had the trotting horse named Barbara B. What won that race at the county fair?
That was a good year.
Oh, yes, but it was a hard winter. So it stands to me.
Look, Mr. Warren, I hate to interrupt this discussion, but... I'm afraid I'm a direct man.
I can be direct, too, son, whenever I mind to.
Well, what we're really here for is to find out the price you want for the cow that we want to buy and determine whether it's a price we can afford to pay.
Whether it's a fair price.
I'm a man of fair prices, Jared. Not like some people I could name if I was pushed to it.
Still harping over that danged old sow you bought from me. Most men have charged her off to profit and loss and expense.
I ain't charging her off to profit and loss, and I ain't a-forgetting her. And I ain't going to go to an old coot like you to buy experience.
You bought the sow. Might as well take the experience, too. It was for free. Practically, I didn't charge much for it. Anyway, I wasn't sure for certain that sow would have no more pigs.
I'm sorry, Mr. Warren, that our business with you about a cow has to get mixed up in the middle of your business with Mr. Tucker about a pig.
In the middle? Jared and I have been fighting over that sow for 12 years.
12 years?
Yep, 12 years. She's all it and done with. Matthew, you'll never get the better of me in a trade, so why don't you stop trying?
12 Miss years?
Miss Nottie, we're not men of short memory in this part of the country.
12 years. Mr. Warren, if we don't start talking about your cow now, she'll be dead and we'll be buying her daughter before we get around to
her. All right.
Well, now, you must have some idea of a price in your mind.
I have. Right here in my pocket, I have a figure written down.
Don't say it, Matthew, and don't show it.
But that's what we're here to find out.
Matthew, before you mention a price on that there cow, I want you to go up on the mountaintop, figuratively speaking, and examine your soul.
We're off again, David.
Examine it for what, Jared?
Examine it that you've set a fair price. A man has to live with himself and his conscience. These two young'uns, they don't know much about cows.
They knew enough to pick out the best one in my herd.
Babe's in the woods. And she's a good cow, but she's maybe not the best one in the world.
Find a better one.
And these young'uns are your neighbors. You want to live peaceful with them. You want them to look up to you and revere you. Straight is the way and narrow is the gate, Matthew. And it won't be long before you have to go through it. You won't want to be carrying the burden and sin of a sharp trade. And his usurious price to these two young'uns. There's short shrift for usurers in heaven, Matthew.
St. Peter will be examining you about my sow, Jared, long before he'll be talking to me about the cow you young Nottons might want to buy from me.
We're back on the sow again.
Jared and I are never very far from it, Mr. Norton. However, Jared just gave me an idea.
I don't give much away. But if I gave you an idea, it was probably a good one.
You like these young Nottons, don't you, Jerry?
Well, yes. In a manner of... Well, you know, giving ideas away, might as well give compliments. They're fine people, good neighbors and fine young people. What's the catch?
That was a lovely compliment, Mr. Tucker.
Generous man I am, generous.
And you know a lot about cows. And you're a good neighbor, too, at heart. But most of all... You're a fair man, probably one of the fairest men in Eastbrook.
Well, Matthew, I'm not going to deny it. A fair man. Nope, I'm not going to deny it. What you said warms the cockles of my heart. What's the catch?
No catch. But since you're known such a known and fair man, I'm going to let you set the price of the Majesty cow.
Me? You can't do no such thing
to me. I'm doing it. You set the price... And the Nortons will know it's fair, and I'll be satisfied because I'll know it's fair.
I think I know.
It's a little unconventional, but it seems fair enough to me.
Fair? Fair? Who said I was fair? I never claimed to be fair. What's fairness got to do with the trade? All you need in the trade is your wits with you.
I got my wits with me.
God dang you, Matthew Warren. This is the snidest trick you ever played. I know that you know that I know that you know I know how much this Majesty cow is worth.
Then you name the price, and I'll abide by it.
I could say $100.
Oh, she's worth more than that.
Jared knows that. Or if he doesn't, he'd be proven he doesn't know much about cows.
Who says I don't know much about cows? I know all there is to know about cows.
One of the nice things about you, Jared, is your modesty.
What's the use of modesty? You'll be good, you're good. I'm not a man for hiding the light under a bushel.
Well, by the light, you're not hiding under a bushel, Mr. Tucker. How much do you say the cow's worth?
The cow? How much is she worth?
Yeah.
She's worth more than I'd like to say.
Well, say it, Mr. Tucker. She's too much. Well,
there's them that have paid $3,000 and more for cows I wouldn't say was any better than this here Majesty cow.
$3,000 and more.
Them as did wasn't farmers, leastways they weren't New England farmers from around here. Matthew, you thinking of these young'uns as city folks, gentlemen farmers with lots of easy money?
I'm looking on them just as I would be looking on you, Jared.
I'm afraid we're back to the sow Jared sold.
Just as you'd be looking to me, eh? Matthew, this is a danged hard thing you're doing to me. Making me cut my own throat in the trade. But if I was buying the Majesty cow, I wouldn't pay you a darn cent more than $450. A dollar over that and it'd gall me. Any dollar under would be so much gravy.
$450? That's an awful lot for a cow.
Yeah, but it's a fine cow, darling.
You're dang right it's a fine cow. It breaks my heart to have to say so, though.
Well, Mr. Warren, Jared Tucker said that good things in life never come cheap, so I guess you've sold your cow.
Hold on a moment, son.
No, you don't, Matthew. You made a bargain. Stick by it. You said you'd stick by the price I made. Don't you cheat these here young
people. Now, ease your britches, Jared. Now, Mr. and Miss Norton here, in this piece of paper I've written the price I hold this majesty cow at, and that price I'll take, not a cent less.
$325.
Mr. Warren, if this cow is really worth more than that...
That's what I figure she's worth to me, and that's what I'll sell her to you for. Once I set a figure in my mind, I don't ever shift. I'm a sot man that way. Jared can tell you.
Who sweetens your bargain?
I'll take you to the end, Jared? I'll sweeten it. Yeah. Your man Fritz stopped by on his way into town this morning, Mr. Norton. He liked the cow, and he liked the price. And seeing as she won't be fresh for a while, and your barn's not quite finished, I'll keep her here for a week or two. That'll be the sweetening.
Look here, Matthew Warren. What was all this confounded business of getting me to set a price on this here cow when you already fixed the price into your own mind?
If you'd been buying this cow, Jared, you'd have paid $125 more than the Nortons. You know, it sort of pays me back for our deal on the sow. You know, when it really comes to trading, I could take your hide off and you wouldn't even know it.
Well, I'll be.
You'll be gall danged along with me.
Darling, I guess you and I are really babes in the woods when it comes to Yankee trading.
When you're complaining about high prices, give a moment's thought to those things that haven't gone up. There's Coca-Cola, for instance. Coke was a nickel in 1886, and it's a nickel today. Moreover, its quality has never varied in all those years. Today, as always, delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola can be relied upon to bring you the pause that refreshes.
Well, howdy, Bob.
Howdy, Mr. Tucker.
Well, son, you just seen a better man get the worst of it.
Don't die easy, do you, Jared?
Oh, a long way from dead, I am. Warren, better watch yourself. Next time we trade, there'll be no holds barred, and I'll nail him to the barn door. But the young'uns bought themselves a good, good cow at a fair, fair price.
I hear David's brother and his wife are coming up here tomorrow.
Oh, that Hartley feller? Trades down in Wall Street? Never could see what fun a man gets down there. Now, in trading cows, you really got something there.
Well, the Nortons have got their cow, and tomorrow they're going to have family and family-in-law.
Oh, families. Families can be pesky, and in-laws can be more than pesky.
Oh, they don't have to be, Jared.
Oh, mind you listening, son. I said they can be. Well, so long. I got to be going.
So long, Jared. As I was about to say, every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. This broadcast of Claudia was supervised and directed by William Brown Maloney. And now here's a word from your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola.